Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
All right, basically an extra point here to tie it. And most likely force overtime. 3 seconds on the clock. Good snap, good hold. John Mayer's kick is good. And we're tied at 20 with triple zeros on the clock in regulation. We'll play overtime. Baylor at Tech on homecoming here at McLane Stadium.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLane Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
First and goal from the one in overtime. Brewer will keep. Brewer, the push forward, and he's in. Touchdown, Charlie Brewer. The Bears score a touchdown on their first possession in overtime.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Now Baylor has 5 yards to seal this game, get out of here with the W.
First and goal from the 5 for the Bears. A touchdown wins it for Baylor in the second overtime. Charlie Brewer with Hasty in the backfield takes the snap. Give to Hasty. He's in! Touchdown, Jamichael Hasty. The Bears win in 2 overtimes over Texas Tech. The Bears are 6-0 on the season. Listen to this crowd. What a great crowd at McLane Stadium. The Bears win it over Texas Tech. They are undefeated at 6-0. They are 3-0 in Big 12 conference play. Man, oh man, happy homecoming, Baylor family.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Highlights courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College from Saturday. What a great way to wrap up homecoming on the Baylor campus. A thrilling double overtime win by the Bears, 33-30 over Texas Tech. Welcome in. We'll talk about that today. Plenty more. Our Big 12 roundup. Lots to talk about on this Monday. Say good morning to Garrett Ross, who is sitting alongside. Garrett, good morning to you.
Morning, J-Mo. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
I bet you are after that game Saturday.
Coming off that game, like we say, everything's great after a win. You're not as tired. The tea tastes better and everything. So everything's better after a win. And what a great win in double overtime.
Oh, it really was. It was impressive. You know, Charlie struggled, but down the stretch when it really mattered, he's just a gamer. Like, if there's something in him that when he's down, you know, and like against all odds, something just clicks. Like, he feeds off of that. And you've seen it, you know, and he pulled through that final run to get it in by Hasty. That was, you know, really big. You know, they opened up a hole. I watched that play like 2 or 3 times. That hole on that left side, you could literally probably drive like a golf cart through. Yeah. It was massive. And, you know, and he just patiently waited and just ran north and south, which he has a tendency to dance. But on that play, he ran it north and south and got it in, and it was just exciting to watch.
Yeah, great win for Baylor. It really is. Kudos to Tech, man. They were good. Jed Duffy was really good. Mm-hmm. They kept battling back. They played with that tempo. It was really fast and such a difference than the game the week before against Kansas State, when K-State really doesn't do that at all, but Tech did. So it just seemed, coming out of that, it just seemed faster, you know, really than Baylor had seen at any point this year.
I think because I didn't watch anything. I haven't seen Tech until last week. And the most impressive thing I noticed was their defense. You know, against Oklahoma State, they were very aggressive and just all over, flying all over. And they carried that over into Baylor. So I don't know if that's something they've been doing throughout the year or not. But in the 2 times that I've seen them, they've been very impressive. You know, and I think that played a large part into frustrating Charlie, you know, and everything. But, you know, it was just a fun game, a great atmosphere, and it was good for Baylor to come out with that victory.
Yeah, Charlie, 3 interceptions on the day. He had 0 through the first 5 games of the year. Going into the game, he was one of 3 FBS quarterbacks that had 11 or more touchdown passes and 0 interceptions. He was picked off twice in the first half and then once in the second half in the end zone. That third one was really costly.
And it was ironic. You see it all the time in sports where there's a stat like that, you know, and it pops up on the TV.
Right.
And then just ironically, the next play, they did that to Charlie. It came up and it was like Tua and then Charlie and I think the Oregon quarterback.
Yes.
And man, it wasn't like two plays later he throws that pick and I was like, oh, there we go again. The curse of this.
Exactly. And we weren't going to do that. We weren't going to be a part of that on the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
So I didn't mention
right. That
stat. I mentioned it after the fact, but I didn't want anybody saying, well, you jinxed him. You shouldn't have said that.
It was the TV. It wasn't you.
Okay. So TV gets discredited with that. But man, credit Charlie Brewer. At the end of the game, we name a player of the game mm-hmm. each week and we talk about it and decide on who that is. And we named Charlie Brewer. I mean, in a game which he had three interceptions, that sounds strange, but he got it going. He threw for 350-plus yards in the game, especially in the second half, and just let the game-tying drive mm-hmm. at the end of the fourth quarter was a masterpiece, and then the what turned out to be the game-winning drive in double overtime was just vintage Charlie Brewer.
It really was, and then I can't remember if it was the first overtime or it might have been in the regulation when they were down on the goal line and he ran it in for the touchdown. You know, it looked like he initially got stopped, but his just drive and will, it was like he told himself, this isn't happening. I'm
right. Getting
in the end zone, and fought through, and it was just – you could see the raw emotion coming off of him, and it was just exciting to see.
Yeah, three touchdown runs by Charlie, most he's had in a game, so – a lot of heroes in that game,
mm-hmm.
not just him. And we haven't even talked about the defense and James Lynch and, you know, the great game that he had. Clay Johnston, a great game. And then the bad news that he is out now mm-hmm. with a knee injury. He is out for the year. And I just hate that for him. You know, it's a tough loss to the team to lose your leading tackler and your middle linebacker. And the strength of this defense is right up the middle. But for him as a person, I just really hate that for Clay because he was finally healthy and
yeah.
having a great senior season.
That's really sad to see. And I mean, you know, like that, somebody who's overcome injuries in the past, you know, and you get out there and, you know, he gets the honor of getting the single digit number. And he is a key portion of that defense. And for him to go down, it really does mess with the kinks and everything of the defense. But I think they'll be able to pull around it, circle around it, and use him as an emotional leader going forward, which, you know, he want him on the field, but just having his presence there, I think, will help him.
And I would say this. I would say that I'm not sure Baylor wins that game if it's in Arlington or if it's in Lubbock. I think this crowd is the MVP on Saturday. They were just great. I mean, it was 47,000-plus, sixth largest crowd in McLean Stadium history. And they were into it. You know,
yeah.
they were involved. And when it came, some of those late possessions in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and then especially in overtime, I mean, there was a reason Baylor chose to play into the closed end of McLean Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans knew it. You know, the fans were
yeah.
on top of that, and they knew they had a role there. And the fans were just terrific. I think the fans were a huge part of that Baylor homecoming win over Tech.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean, and that's what it is. That was a true home field advantage. That's
yep.
what Coach
yep.
was preaching all week long. We need a true home field advantage, and you've seen it. And I mean, it really does play into it with the noise, and you know, anytime that you can rattle an offense or something, it's key. And Baylor fans need to do that on a weekly basis. That right there, that atmosphere, y'all should have all enjoyed it, and y'all need to do that regularly because the team really needs you, and you've seen it ultimately in the end.
Yeah, I mean, fans were a huge part of that Baylor win, so pat on the back, kudos to the Baylor fans, and hope you'll come back and have that kind of impact on a game down the road. We've still got three more home
mm-hmm.
games coming up this year, three big ones. West Virginia on Halloween night, which is Growloween. Texas and OU coming
yeah.
into McLean Stadium. So hopeful of that kind of crowd, that kind of atmosphere. You know, it was predominantly a Baylor crowd. There was lots of Tech fans there.
Mm-hmm.
There were some Tech fans there, but it was predominantly a Baylor crowd, and it really showed, and it made a difference.
And that's the thing. You know, when Oklahoma and Texas come, and I'm probably West Virginia too, but I know for a fact when Oklahoma and Texas come to town, they're going to bring a crowd. So the Baylor people need to make sure that they're outnumbering, and they are making it, you know, you can have a big crowd, that's great, but it needs to be a home field advantage like this one. Don't let the OU and Texas fans outnumber you.
Yeah, that's it. Coach Rule spoke at the pep rally and bonfire on Friday night, going back to Friday, big bonfire on campus, and Coach Rule came over and spoke to him, And that's one of the things he said. He said, I've been to Norman. I've been to Austin. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to Stillwater. And those are great home field advantages. He said, we need to make that the same way here in Waco.
Yeah.
And, man, people listened to him because they really did make that happen.
And, I mean, he's coming from a perspective of he knows what a home field advantage is.
Yeah.
He's a Penn State guy. Happy
right.
Valley is a home field advantage.
That's right.
So he knows what it takes, and he's seen it. And I think you reap the benefits of what happened with having a true home field advantage this weekend.
Yep. So Baylor with the win, 6-0, bowl eligible for the ninth time in the last 10 years. This year, bowl eligible in six games. Last year, they got to their sixth win in the 12th game of the year. Happened to be a win over Tech last year also. But bowl eligible now. And the best part is, and we'll hear that from Coach Rule, I'm sure, coming up, his press conference today at 11:30. He said, you know, you can't sit back and enjoy it. You've got to turn the page. You got to look ahead, because a trip to Stillwater is coming up this Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. And you can't be satisfied. You might be bowl eligible, but don't let that satisfy you.
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
You want to get in a better bowl. You want to keep going and ride the momentum, and just you need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, that was not the goal, you know, the main goal, to be bowl eligible.
No.
So there's plenty of goals, plenty of things to accomplish still out there. All right, great win for the Bears. They are 6-0. They're 3-0 in Big 12 conference play. We're headed to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State. It's Saturday at 3 p.m. from Boone Pickens Stadium. Coming up in a bit, we'll have our Big 12 roundup from the weekend. Only two other games. There were only three Big 12 games on the weekend. Of course, the Red River Showdown. Oklahoma comes out on top of Texas. And then Iowa State goes to Morgantown and wins over West Virginia. So we'll talk about all of those and plenty more to come. Just getting started here on the John Morris Show on this Monday morning. We're glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Here today with Waco's financial and retirement planning resources, the team from Lovett and Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett and Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement quicker than they thought they would, a large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth, that liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett & Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no cost, no obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
ESPN Central Texas has a new website, centexsportsfan.com. Your home for every podcast from our local talk shows from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and gives you the ability to listen live to The John Morris Show, The Matt Mosley Show, Unnecessary Roughness, and You Make the Call. Plus, the best high school football coverage in Central Texas.
And hand to Howard. He has a crease, bounces off one tackle, has some room, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Wildcats.
So, bookmark it today, centexsportsfan.com. That's centexsportsfan.com.
When we moved to Texas, we were like fish out of water. We didn't know anyone in our neighborhood until our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent came to the house. She was so helpful and reassuring, a friendly face with that Texan hospitality I'd heard about. When we purchased a Texas Farm Bureau insurance policy, we knew we were making the right choice. We knew our family would be protected.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an insurance agent who's a true neighbor. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Monday morning, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, and Garrett, we've got special guests in the studio with us again. Isn't that terrific?
Yes,
love it when it happens. Kate is here. Welcome, Kate. Glad you're here. And Bambi Eskew is here from Alan Samuels House of Travel. Bambi, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yes, nice to be here.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we were setting this up, and I said to Leslie, said, I've known Bambi forever. So with our kids and all the Disney trips we took, you always helped us out. So
we appreciate that.
And that started when my oldest daughter was 3, okay?
Wow.
And she's 30 now.
I was going to say, that's we're telling our ages and our history here.
Exactly.
But that's okay.
For me, more than you.
No,
but
hey.
you've helped our family for a long, long time. Things going well for you?
Yes, it's been a great year for us in travel. And everything seems to be picking up. And everybody wants to go enjoy the time that they've worked hard for. And then vacations are out there. And just a matter of where you want to go and when you're ready to go.
That's good. You've got so much experience. How many years?
35 plus, probably.
Right.
Telling
right.
my age now, but I grew up in the business. My mom actually started our travel agency in 1974, so as long as I've been around, I've been working in travel, and it's really my only job I've ever had.
Wow.
And I love it.
Would that have been House of Travel over on Lake Eyre?
That's correct,
when
yes.
you were on Lake Eyre?
Yes,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Lake Eyre Drive was our first location, so yeah. And then Mr. Samuels bought us in 2000, and we became Alan Samuels House of Travel, and my mom retired.
Right.
And I took over her reins and became general manager there, so it's been a great year for us since we've been part of Alan Samuels and keep growing the business, and just want to educate people about why I use a travel agent and what we are.
Part of your bio says you started doing this at age 16. I mean, helping your mom work in there. So you really do have a lot of experience.
Yeah, I've done this as long as I can remember. Started out when we used to have a lot of corporate clients delivering tickets, doing accounting, stamping brochures, all the way up through accounting, and been doing trips for everybody for, like I said, over 35 years now.
Wow.
So it's been a great run. I enjoy my job.
One thing, and you're located on Owen Lane. I think people know where you're located.
301 Owen Lane. We're right by the Richland Mall.
Okay.
Not always an address people recognize, but right past the BJ's entrance and just keep going on the access road right there. But yeah, we've been there for about 17 years now.
Right. I know right where you are. And one thing you want to make a point to people is they can come in, they can get your expertise. You can help them with trips, vacations, any kind of travel. But then you don't charge for that.
Right. People have the misconception that agencies charge a service fee for everything we do. And we do charge for like airline tickets because they don't support our efforts and do commissions. But all of our cruise lines, tour companies, hotels, they all pay us a commission. So you don't pay for our services. So you get the expertise and the information from us that we've traveled, done, helped our clients with. We're able to help you get information. It doesn't cost a call to come in to ask. If you don't book with us, that's okay. We understand we're not the perfect fit for everyone. But we think we can help you find the best deals. We price match if you see something online. If you need information, you want information about certain resorts, what to do, where to stay. day, what cruise specials are out there. If you're looking for an Alaskan, you want to know who's got the best deals, we can help you with all of that at no extra cost.
Mm, that's great.
Yeah.
What's hot right now? What is maybe a good buy right now?
You know, we've had some great deals for going to Cabo San Lucas. Mm. We've had some things going into Playa del Carmen toward Cancun. Some great Caribbean destinations, even some things that, like in Nassau, everybody thinks that it was hit, but you know, only some of the islands were. Mm. So we try to support that and get people back to those islands to help their community get built back up. Europe's been really good too. Mm. We've done a lot of European travel. So it's a mixed variety. I mean, we've got people who will just do 3 and 4 night getaways, and we've got other people who are doing 14-day trips and going, you know, for longer stays. A little bit of everything out there. Price points vary depending on the time of year you go and what destination you pick, but we can help you find the best deals. And that's the thing we want people to know.
Our men's basketball team did a tour of Italy this summer.
Yes.
And that's great because they get that added time practicing and the added, you know, games that they get over there. It's more a bonding time, you know, when they travel like that. But I didn't go. It was in August and football practice had already started. Yeah. But, man, it really gave me the itch. Man, what a great trip. And I see all their pictures from Italy, and it looked like a great trip.
I think people forget that a trip doesn't have to be overly expensive. It's all about what you want out of your vacation. So you've got opportunities to add as many features as you want, whatever style hotel you want. We can find the fit for you. And you also have payment plans when you use a travel agency. So you can put a deposit down and you can pay over time. And so that makes it nice. A lot of people think that they do it online, they have to pay instantly. And this way you don't have that. You can make payments as you go, pay it out, make it more of an affordable vacation. So those Disney trips that seem like they're more than people can do, the Europe trips, those big cruises, they're all affordable. It's just a matter of how we want to help you make it happen.
Wow, that's great. What's best contact information for folks to get in touch with you?
So we're open 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Our office number is 254-776-2560. We have 5 travel agents in our office that are always there to help you. You can also do email. It's info@houseoftravelwaco.com. And we would love to help anybody with information, so please give us a chance.
Good. And like you said, somebody may be listening to us, think, ooh, I need some help. They can come in, they can get your, you know, input on some things, and that doesn't commit them to necessarily booking
through
you.
That's exactly right. I mean, we want the opportunity to serve you, and if we can make it work and we can do our job the way we should, hopefully we'll help you with it. But if not, we understand that there's things out there that people find. And again, we challenge you. If you find something on the internet, let us know. We'd like to have an opportunity to match that price and help find the better deal.
Also active on Facebook and Instagram,
okay.
So give them a follow there. We keep that updated with a lot of information as well. We have a new giveaway that we're doing when clients come in and they check in while they're there on Facebook. We'll give them a choice of either a Courtney's Boutique gift card, $5.
It's Bush's or Common Grounds.
Bush's or Common Grounds. That's
right. And then
if
you have been a client or want to do a review for us on our Facebook and online, we're doing a $100 gift certificate giveaway.
That's right.
Once every quarter for that. So
nice.
Encouraging people to let us know where you're at and that you're here seeing us.
Nice.
$100 gift card to Courtney's Boutique or $100 gift card to Home Depot.
Got to keep the guys happy too.
Yeah.
In our house, it would go the way of Courtney's.
Yeah. Sure.
My wife loves Courtney's.
I know. It's one of those things. It's a toss-up. And hopefully maybe you'll have enough trips you can review more than once, but maybe you can both win.
Exactly.
Very good. All right, 301 Owen Lane.
Yes.
It's just kind of up on the hill right by Richland Mall.
It used to be the old movie theater building, so you know you don't always see it
right
there, but we've got a big boulder out front now, so hopefully you can find us.
And a wrapped vehicle.
Yeah, my vehicle's wrapped, so you can come look for my car.
Nice.
Or you can just give us a call, and we'll help you find it.
Okay, how many people listening remember when that was a movie theater?
Exactly. Well,
that's what it was.
Telling our age.
Yeah, and those steps going down that hill, which aren't steps anymore.
No, they're covered
going
up.
To the mall.
Going down by JCPenney's.
All right, well, that's a good spot for you, and we appreciate you being with us. We look forward to telling your story, and you appreciate your friendship through the years. And I would personally say, you know what you're doing, Bambi, and you've helped us many, many times. So hopefully a lot of people will experience that themselves.
Well, we appreciate that too, John.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Bambi Eskew with Alan Samuels House of Travel. Kate Holcomb is here with Modern Media. Great to see you, Kate.
Good to see you.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take
a
break. We'll be back. Our Big 12 Roundup when we come back. John Morris Show here on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years as your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
Recently on You Make the Call.
This is from at Texas Takeover 05. Jalen Hurts is smug, arrogant clown. When asked about Texas OU, he said, "I played in the Iron Bowl. I think I'll just be fine." There is nothing nastier than the Iron Bowl.
It's a bunch of drunk people from Alabama. I mean, come on, man.
That's just because he said he's going to be fine doesn't mean he's disrespecting the
rival. A bunch
rival.
Of drunk people from Alabama is how they came up with the idea for the show Cops. I mean, come on.
That's right.
This is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. After starting season 3-0, the Dallas Cowboys have now lost three straight following their disappointing 24-22 loss to the Jets on Sunday. Dallas is currently 3-3 and tied with the Eagles atop of the NFC East standings. The Cowboys will host Philly Sunday night, where the winner will take sole possession of the division. The Texans are now 4-2 on the season after knocking off the Chiefs 31-24 in Kansas City on Sunday. The Texans are in first place of the AFC South and will travel to Indianapolis on Sunday for a showdown with 3-2 Colts. In baseball, the Astros defeated the Yankees 3-2 in Game 2 of the ALCS after Carlos Correa hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th inning. Game 3 will be at 3 p.m. on Tuesday in Houston.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show. Proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a day for Trustin Ebner. You know, he's been banged up. He only was able to play two plays. He's the only guy that can really kind of run that play. And he came out and he made two huge plays for his team. Charlie was special. Denzel, you know, held scoreless, and he comes out and makes that play. And then John Mayer's making that field goal. I mean, that's a big place. He's had to make two field goals, one to win the game, one to send it to overtime. And so proud of those guys. And a lot of guys made a lot of contributions.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Coach Matt Rhule with us post-game Saturday. Bears 33-30 in double overtime over Texas Tech.
pushed the record to 6-0, now 3-0 in Big 12 conference play. Talked about that, gave a shout out and a pat on the back to the Baylor fans who made a huge difference in that game at McLean Stadium on Saturday. And thanks to those of you listening that were a part of that crowd on Saturday at McLean. One of only three games on the Big 12 schedule on Saturday. Let's look at the other two. One of them was at Fair Park in Dallas, 11 a.m. kickoff for the Red River Showdown.
The defending Big 12 champion Oklahoma Sooners.
Stevenson, the running back here. Play action. Hurts back to pass. Has time now. He's lobbing late for CD. Caught at the 10. Breaks away to the 5. He's still on his feet. And he pogos. Did he get in? Touchdown! How did he do that? CD Lamb, a magic trick on the far sidelines. And he hopped in on 1 foot.
Great description by Toby Rowland, voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, yeah. Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. That was very descriptive.
I was. I mean, it painted it perfectly.
Yeah, that was really good. So one of the highlights from Oklahoma's 34-27 win over Texas on Saturday. C.D. Lamb, a big part of that win for the Sooners. 10 catches, 171 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the win.
He was phenomenal. Like, there was nobody in Texas secondary that could stop him at all. I mean, they tried, you know, covering him with multiple people, and he was just making – he would get open when it seemed like he couldn't get open. And then Jalen was just had great field vision and was able to find him, you know, wherever he was at on the field, and it showed.
So Jalen Hurts, 16 of 28, 235 yards. Those 3 touchdowns, was intercepted once. He also ran the ball 17 times for 131 yards. So a big, big day again for quarterback Jalen Hurts.
And he also went, did you see this behind the back play?
Yes, yes.
That was unreal.
Yes.
Stepping over the defender. That was just, it was unreal to see them.
Yeah, he was a magician out there for Oklahoma, and a big part of their win, 34-27. Sam Ehlinger for Texas, 28 of 38 for 210 yards, no touchdown passes, no interceptions by Ehlinger. Colin Johnson was their big receiver, a couple really. Johnson, 6 catches for 82 yards. Devin Duvernay, 8 catches for 54 yards. Rashawn Johnson was their leading rusher, 8 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. Ehlinger ran it in twice himself.
Rashawn Johnson is very impressive and, in my opinion, highly underutilized.
Yeah.
He gives them something that Keontae Ingram can't. Like, Keontae, he's a great player. He's phenomenal. But for some reason, they're just two different styles of play. And, you know, Roshan's going to get in there and just go straight up and down, and he's going to power you. You know, and they needed that, and it showed yesterday, I mean, Saturday when he made a couple of plays, and he did that in the previous game as well.
So 34-27 was the final, Oklahoma over over Texas, and the Sooners remain undefeated, and they get to 6-0 and 3-0 in Big 12 conference play. The other game took place in the hills of West Virginia, Iowa State and West Virginia.
The Iowa State Cyclones.
First and goal from the 2. And Purdy will run it himself, left side, quarterback counter, touchdown, Brock Purdy. He ran for 2 of those a week ago against TCU, that little quarterback counter, and a 2-yard touchdown run for Brock.
Highlight cut courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network. John Walters with the call, courtesy of Learfield IMG College. Iowa State, West Virginia tied at 14 at halftime. And then touchdown by the Cyclones in the third quarter made it 21-14. And then 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. So they outscored West Virginia 24-0 in the second half to win it 38-14.
And they're a very impressive team. And, you know, I think a lot of everything they do really runs through Brock Purdy. And he obviously had another phenomenal game and carried them to a victory. And, you know, it's just that's what he does. You know, and it's what you come to expect from him.
Brock Purdy on the day finishes 19 of 30, 229 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Who knows the name? Brees Hall for Iowa State. You know that name?
I do not know that name.
I know. Can't say that I remember it much either from the game here in Waco a few weeks ago. Brees Hall, their running back, 26 carries for 132 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Not a bad day at the office.
I would say. I would say. Have a day there, Breece Hall. So he was a big part of that win. Petaway for Iowa State, 8 catches for 81 yards. And they win it over West Virginia, 38-14 in Morgantown. Mountaineers fall to 3-3 on the year. Iowa State goes to 4-2. So that, again, was one of those, you know, sort of swing games, which way you going, up or down. And West Virginia, another team with a first-year head coach, still very, very competitive this year. But Iowa State gets the better of them, 38-14 on Saturday.
And it's good that they found a complement to Party in the running game, because after Montgomery left, you know, that was a key portion of their offense last year. And they needed somebody to step up, and it's about time, you know, that they found the right guy to do that.
Yep. So very good win for Iowa State on the road. Tough place to play in Morgantown, West Virginia. All right, the top 25 poll, I'm trying to scout that out. I know Baylor moved up to 18th in the AP poll. Mm-hmm. Did Oklahoma move up, or did they stay 6th?
Oklahoma moved up to, I want to say Oklahoma moved up to 5, and Texas dropped to 15.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Oklahoma moved up one spot, so they're 5. And you're right, Texas was 11. They lose to Oklahoma, a team ranked ahead of them, and they dropped down to 15th. This week. So those are the 3 Big 12 schools that are in the poll, in the top 25 as of this week. So that's our Big 12 roundup for the week. A short one with only 3 games on the schedule from this past Saturday. Let's see if we can look ahead to the games coming up this week. In addition to Baylor and Oklahoma State in Stillwater, it's a 3:00 game coming up on Saturday. Let's see. Do you have that close?
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get you the schedule coming up. The game's coming up this weekend in the Big 12 Conference. All right, here we go. So Baylor at Oklahoma State, and that is 3 p.m. on Saturday from Boone Pickens Stadium. Iowa State plays at Texas Tech at 11. West Virginia at Oklahoma, that is 11. Texas at – no, it's volleyball. TCU at Kansas State at 1:30 on Saturday. Baylor at Oklahoma State. Kansas at Texas, 6 p.m. on Saturday evening. And that is the Big 12 schedule. So full schedule of games this Saturday.
And that Iowa State-Texas Tech game should be a really good one and a really entertaining game. Because, I mean, Tech's probably going to want to bounce back, you know, and they're going to have to slow down Purdy. It's going to be interesting to see what their defense can do. You know, you have faced 3 good quarterbacks in a row. How can you, you know, stand up through that schedule and keep it going?
And how about Tech? They have played, they've played 3 ranked opponents in a row. They played Oklahoma, lost pretty good there, played Oklahoma State, beat them when they were in the top 25, and then played Baylor and took Baylor to double overtime. So 3 ranked opponents back-to-back-to-back for Texas Tech.
And they still haven't won a road game, right? They were 0-2 coming.
That's probably right. Yeah, so 0-3 on the road.
So I'm pretty sure they're going to be excited to get back to Jones Stadium.
Yeah, you know that. All right, so there's a look around the Big 12, our Big 12 roundup, games from this past Saturday, games coming up this upcoming Saturday as well. Should mention, touched on volleyball, Baylor volleyball wins again. They win at TCU 3-0, runs a record of 15-0 on the season. Baylor volleyball number 1 in the nation, and they continued their consecutive sets victory streak. They won 3-0 in a sweep over TCU, so they've now won 28 consecutive sets. That last one was a doozy, though. It was 34-32, Baylor winning in the third and final set over TCU.
The consistency is unreal, and it's really fun to keep track of. And, you know, what they've been able to do is phenomenal.
That's such a high level when you're not only winning every match, but you're sweeping your opponents.
Yeah.
You know, and they've done it now for gosh, what, 9 straight opponents, I guess, they've swept. Mm-hmm. So 15-0 on the season for Baylor volleyball, and they continue number 1 in the nation. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. We've got our day of the day, some birthdays to share with you, plenty more straight ahead. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Now, they are closed today, so be aware of that. And do they ever deserve that after the weekend they had with the Friday Night Live there at McLean Stadium? Holly Tucker live music on Friday, their tailgate on Saturday. I briefly saw Mike Mosel up in the press box on Saturday. That man is going 90 to nothing most of the time, but especially on Baylor game days. And then they had the Bear Victory Brunch yesterday. I don't know this for a fact, but I would think that brunch on a homecoming weekend, I bet that thing is just packed to the gills. But Baylor, the Baylor Club can certainly handle that, and they can handle your needs as well. If you want to look at membership information, you can look on the web, thebaylorclub.com. You can give them a call. They'll answer any questions you might have, 254-710-8080. And remember this, think about reserving a space at the Baylor Club. It's October 14th, but maybe Christmas. You're starting to make Christmas plans for a Christmas get-together for your family, for your business. Consider the Baylor Club and the options that they have there for that. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can always give them a call at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out and the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco, and they have a commitment to you too, with personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk through the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
Hey Central Texas, this is Julio Castillo, owner and operator of Jack Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Roofing for Dummies 101. First, you want to breathe. Second, you want to seal. And third, you want to defend. Today, we're going to talk about defending your roof against nature's elements. We replace every layer of your roof properly, and that starts with going all the way down to your deck. For more information, check us out online at jacroofs.com or call us directly at 254-732-2872. Here at Jack Roofing and Exteriors, we are making customers happy one roof at a time.
You know, when it comes to finances, we all want to earn more and pay less. Well, at Educators Credit Union, their goal is to help their members do just that by offering low rates on loans and competitive rates on savings. Come see how ECU can help you make the most of your money. Become a member today. Stop by any one of their five Waco area locations. Call 800-596-5460 or find them online at edcu.com. They look forward to serving you. Federally insured by NCUA.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. After starting season 3-0, the Dallas Cowboys have now lost three straight following their disappointing 24-22 loss to the Jets on Sunday. Dallas is currently 3-3 and tied with the Eagles atop of the NFC East standings. The Cowboys will host Philly Sunday night, where the winner will take sole possession of the division. The Texans are now 4-2 on the season after knocking off the Chiefs 31-24 in Kansas City on on Sunday. The Texans are in first place of the AFC South and will travel to Indianapolis on Sunday for a showdown with 3-2 Colts. In baseball, the Astros defeated the Yankees 3-2 in Game 2 of the ALCS after Carlos Correa hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th inning. Game 3 will be at 3 p.m. on Tuesday in Houston.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on this Monday morning, brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. We had Kate Holcomb in here with us earlier with Bambi Eskew. Kate also works with Amanda and helps her out with those terrific 254 series videos. They're on Amanda's Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor, and you'll get the archive and the newest 254 series of videos where she just goes around and spotlights area businesses. It's really cool. Good information and good publicity for those area businesses. Just an example of the civic-mindedness of Amanda Cunningham. So check it out. She's also a very good realtor. Any needs you might have, buying, selling, if you're moving across town, moving across the world. She's a global luxury specialist as well. Give Amanda Cunningham a call and visit with her. Just search on Facebook, Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. That'll give you the contact information you need, and you'll appreciate working with Amanda Cunningham. All right, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Very sad news that we were getting word of on Friday, and turned out to be tragically true, was the passing of Dr. Tommy Davidson. Tommy, former Baylor football player, receiver. He's the son of Cotton and Carolyn Davidson, and was involved in a car wreck on Friday, about 11:30 on Friday, in the wet road conditions. The accident occurred out around Valley Mills, and he was killed instantly on the spot. So just tragic. 63 years old, Tommy, with a chiropractic business there in his hometown of Gatesville. And he worked with us in Baylor Athletics a lot. He was, you know, worked with our various sports teams. I know football, and I know men's basketball, and probably some other sports as well. But Tommy was very, very much a part of those teams, a part of those programs. And we all appreciated him. And I know the coaches and I know the student athletes appreciated that as well. Very selfless worker, Tommy Davidson, and just tragic. I mean, the loss of a life just like that of Tommy Davidson. And the funeral services have been set for tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday at 2 p.m. there in Gatesville. And we certainly mourn the loss and share the loss with his family, Nina and his three kids, of the loss of Tommy Davidson.
Yeah, something like that's nothing you ever really want to get the news of, and just thoughts out to their family.
Yeah, very, very sad. So I just hate that. That's going to be a huge void. He was part of, with men's basketball, he would be over on a regular basis, you know, to the Farrell Center to work on the guys, and not just the players. I think the coaches knew mm-hmm. when he was going to be there too, and Pat Nunley and I would take advantage of that sometimes also, and Tommy would travel with us on occasion, and in the postseason, he would definitely travel with us with Baylor basketball. So he was part of the team. I mean, he's a part of Baylor athletics, and I know a lot of people feel the same way. Just a big hole in our hearts with the loss of Tommy. All right, funeral services will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Gatesville for Tommy Davidson. Baseball, the Astros won last night, took extra innings, but they got past the Yankees 3-2. That was a great game. Justin Verlander starting for the Astros and did really well, but you know, the Yankees sort of matched mm-hmm. that. Got the game to 2-2, and then in the 10th inning or the 11th inning, Carlos Correa won it with a walk-off home run.
That's fitting for the way this series should play out. Both of these teams are really good, and you know, for Correa to get that and give a spark to the team and everybody else that stayed, you know, that's good going forward, and I'm looking forward to seeing game 3.
That is when the series shifts to New York now. So an off day today. They're moving to New York. Game three will be tomorrow afternoon game, late afternoon game in New York. For game three, tied at one apiece, Astros and Yankees in the American League Championship Series. National League Series resumes today, and that is 2-0 Nationals. It's Nationals teams. I mean, they got past the Dodgers. Now they're up 2-0 on the Cardinals.
I don't think anybody's seen that coming.
Wow.
I mean, you would have asked. There's nobody that would have said that the Nationals would be sitting here 2-0
yeah.
over the Cardinals, much less beating the Dodgers.
Right. Well, I tell you who sort of saw it coming was John Strauss, the Baylor pitching coach. Yeah, and he's a big Dodgers fan. And he said from the outset, he said, man, that Nationals pitching, he said, that's scary. And he's right. He was absolutely right. So they beat his Dodgers, and now they're up 2-0 on the Cardinals.
Well, no better way to break down a pitching duo than have a pitching coach.
A pitching coach
doing
that. That's exactly right. So they resume today, and trying to check what time on that one. But that National League Championship Series is 2-0 Nats leading the St. Louis Cardinals as playoff baseball continues. 2-0 in the National League Championship Series, and game three is tonight at 6:30. It's on TBS. So moving to Washington now. So the Nationals won both those games in St. Louis. 2-0 first game, 3-1 second game, well-pitched games on both sides. Now they go home, and they're up 2-0.
The playoffs have been weird, though. Like, the home teams have been, you know, not doing so well. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals flipped it and to handle business on the road in Washington.
Well, how about those game fives in the division series? Everybody, you know, the road teams won a couple of those. Everybody except the Astros who held serve at home. So that series 2-0, Nationals leading, going home. Game three tonight, 6:30, 8 first pitch on TBS coming up this evening. All right, day of the day today. This is an easy one. Today is Columbus Day. Some of you probably celebrating by being off work. I think a lot of schools are out today. Columbus Day, the second Monday in October, observed in the United States. Each year it signifies Christopher Columbus's arrival to America on October 12th, 1492.
I don't know about that one.
I know. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Now, did you look at a calendar and know that it was October 12th in 1492?
Absolutely not. No, you didn't. And I don't know. This holiday's something else.
I would say more accurate might be celebrating Christopher Columbus's arrival to America, but not necessarily on this exact date,
no,
right?
You couldn't narrow it down to that.
I don't see how. I really don't. But holiday for some, so take advantage of that. During his 1492 expedition, Columbus was looking for Asia. Whoops. He and his crew landed their three ships somewhere near the modern-day Bahamas. While he may not have discovered an already populated continent, he did spur further exploration and colonization of North America. So he was, I wonder if he used Bambiescu when he ended up at the Bahamas.
I don't know. He could have used her help, though.
Yeah, sounds like if he was looking for Asia, he ended up in North America. He needed Alan Samuels' House of Travel. But Columbus Day today, so celebrate appropriately. All right, birthdays for the day. Garrett, you have any birthdays to mention?
Not today. I don't have any.
All right, let me see what we got here on the list. Top of my list, really the only one on the list that I see, is Grant McCaslin, former Baylor basketball assistant coach, now the head coach at the University of North Texas, and doing very well there. So happy birthday, Rat Grant McCaslin. And I say Rat in the most loving of ways. I mean, he was, when he played at Baylor and then got into coaching, and his coaches just called him a gym rat, and he was one of those gym rats, so he picked up the name Rat, and it stuck to the point that here he is now, a very successful collegiate head coach, and you know, if I see him, I say, hey, Rat, and he knows where that's coming from. So
I was going to ask, but there had to have been something behind that.
In the basketball world, that's not a bad
thing. Not at all.
To call somebody Rat. In fact, it's very complimentary. So Grant McCaslin, if you know Rat, give him shoot him a text or give him a call and tell him happy birthday today. I'm looking to see on this other list if there's anybody to add to that. I'm sure there are, and those from the weekend also, but happy birthday to Grant McCaslin. I got nobody else to add. All right. All right, coming off a great weekend on the Baylor campus, and a lot of fun with homecoming. A lot of folks were back. Lori Fogelman and I did the parade on Saturday morning. You said you were home watching.
Yeah, it was a fun parade to watch. There was a lot of great floats out there, and it looked like there was a big crowd on hand.
Yeah.
And it was like just a really fun environment.
Yep. Well done by KCEN-TV, televising the parade, streaming it live. So I know a lot of folks worldwide really tapped into Baylor homecoming through that stream from KCEN-TV of the homecoming parade. And it was beautiful. I mean, it was a cool, crisp morning, just what you'd expect or what you'd hope for, you know, for homecoming. And then the game was just absolutely gorgeous, 65 and sunny. And it was very, very nice. Weather-wise, just a beautiful weekend.
I think it was just probably the perfect, ideal setting for a homecoming.
And then, it really was.
The way the game ended just capped it off.
That's right.
Solidified the whole weekend.
Yeah, all those things.
Yeah.
You know, great crowd coming back, great weather, great game, and Baylor wins it in the end, you know, for a Baylor homecoming. You couldn't have scripted it much better.
Oh, no, and then it even has some dramatic, you know, how it goes down into overtime. You
yes.
know, I think that's just put the icing on the cake.
Major dramatics on Saturday. All right, so hope you had a great weekend, and back up into the low 80s today, mid-80s coming up tomorrow. That's our time. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks to Bambi Eskew and Kate Holcomb, who came by to visit with us. Alan Samuels House of Travel is where Bambi hangs her hat. 254-776-2560 is their phone number there. And again, she can help you out planning a vacation or just sharing information with you. Info at houseoftravelwaco.com is their their email address also. So check that out, and I can personally attest to the fact that Bambi is very good at her job. She's helped the Morris family many, many times through the years, most of those trips to Disney when the kids were young. So thanks to them for coming by. Garrett, appreciate you. Thanks very much. Lord willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m., right now, stay tuned. The Matt Mosley Show is coming up next.